This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, let's talk to Mike Quick. He obviously had the honor, the privilege of being in the booth to announce for the second time in his career a Super Bowl champion. Mike, right now.
Mike Quick is sponsored by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New users get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back at betparks.com for the details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's welcome one of the great Eagles players of all time, who I know still has a big old smile on his face. Mike, to you, to your beloved Eagles organization, which is also our beloved Eagles organization, but a little bit more yours than ours, because you bled for them. Mike, congratulations to you, man.
Hey, man, congratulations to you and everyone, all of the fans of the Delaware Valley, and not just Delaware Valley. We got Eagles fans all over the world, so there's so many people that can enjoy what just happened. And I'm just happy for everybody because this is very special. And I never take situations like this lightly. And I'm so happy that we all get to celebrate this.
After Marion Campbell, how can you take it lightly, Mike? You know what I'm
saying?
Exactly. All right, Mike. So let's start at the end. We'll go through a ton, but let's start at the end. What were the final seconds like? We saw, 7 years ago, it was a totally different end. You and Merrill and everyone in the booth, hanging on that ball, hanging through the air. And what was the end? I thought Merrill had a great call. Not easy necessarily when it's a kneel down to crank it up. But take us inside that booth in the final 30 seconds and what happened in the next minute or two.
Yeah, I think when you got to that point in the game, it was just kind of trying to figure out, how to close the thing out. Because it wasn't like the previous Super Bowl win where, like, you're right, it came down to the last, and you're kind of just hanging on for dear life and hoping that things go well. Well, we already knew that this thing was in the bag, so it was just a matter of trying to wrap it up the right way. But it was such a great game, and I kind of would like to see games that are more, like, nail-biting down to the end, but still, it was so much fun. It was so cool to see the dominance, particularly of the defense, dominating this team that everyone thought was just a juggernaut and could go on to win 3 in a row. Well, that was a lie.
You're not kidding.
It just doesn't happen like this very often, that these games are so one-sided, Mike. How were we able to make it so lopsided?
I, you know what? Quite honestly, I think Andy Reid, down deep, had to know that his offensive line was in trouble. They just could not block the Eagles' defensive front. And they're so, no one talks enough about, a Jalix Hunt. And the game that Jalix Hunt had, Nolan Smith, these guys that they're not, the top guys that you think about. You might think about a Carter or Milton Williams, and they both played great, but the way Sweat played and Hunt, these guys that just kind of rotated in, it was unbelievable because they couldn't be blocked. That's how dominant they were. They never had to, Vic Fangio never had to send extra people. John, even early in the game, I remember watching them go max protection. They only sent they only sent two guys out in the route for Patrick Mahomes. Everyone else stayed in and blocked. They still could not stop the four-man rush.
That's incredible.
That's how dominant this thing was.
That really is incredible. And how much, well, now that we know that the offense, it felt like both sides of the ball working at such a high level of execution, now we're moving forward with looking for a new offensive coordinator. But how did Kellen
yes.
Moore, how did he do in the Super Bowl? How good a game was it, the one that he called?
Oh, he was fantastic. He understood that, okay, you're going to load up the box, you're going to take away Saquon, or you're going to try to take away Saquon, and you have to give the Chiefs credit. They were really good in that aspect of the game.
Yeah.
And they are probably, other than the Eagles, the best tackling team I've seen all year. They are excellent at getting runners on the ground. They were really good at that. But, okay, if you're going to do that, what are you going to do with A.J.? What are you going to do with John Dotson and Skinny Batman? You just can't – you don't have enough people to do everything that you need to do to stop this offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the quarterback was spectacular.
Why does it seem like he plays his best football when the games matter the most?
Oh, that's important.
That's a good thing.
I think that's a big thing that you that in the big games, it's when you show up and you show out the best. And I like the little comment that he made because he's a calculated thinking guy. Mm-hmm. The little comment that he made after the championship game that they took the straitjacket off, however he said it. It's just that the offense allowed him to play and to throw the ball and to do the things that he knows that he can do in the offense.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the Super Bowl, it was the same.
How special is that? Just thinking about specific plays, you know, A.J.'s touchdown. How in the world do you scheme it so that you got A.J. Brown running a drive route against a linebacker? You got man coverage from Bolton, the inside off-ball linebacker trying to cover A.J. Brown. How? In the world,
it's just,
do you scheme that well?
Really, really smart scheming. When when AJ is that snug receiver tight to the formation and the inside guy in that blunt set, it's just so hard to get a defensive back to carry him through all of that traffic all the way to the other side of the field.
Yeah.
And they knew that. They designed it. They schemed it up that way, that if we don't get A.J., we know that we're going to get in the back of the end zone a guy open. And it just happened to be the easiest throw to A.J. because the guy trying to defend him had to sift through so much traffic.
Mike, let's talk about that moment or perhaps moments thereafter or earlier. When did you know, barring an outrageous miracle for the Chiefs, that the game was over?
So I felt like the game was over after Devontae blazed. So you have this sudden change where the Eagles took the ball back and they're on somewhere near the 50-yard line and they dial up the deep ball to Devontae, one-on-one on the outside. He just blazed by and...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jalen hit him perfectly at just as he entered the end zone. When he scored that touchdown, I was pretty comfortable at that point. That
for sure then. Earlier, Mike.
It was
34
nothing.
Yeah, I remember thinking after that, wow, I thought the game was already over. Now it's over. I was earlier, Mike. I mean, for me, I'll tell you, I think it was, look, I can't say exactly, but I'll just say either halftime 24-0 after AJ's TD or after the Chiefs didn't go anywhere with the first possession of the third quarter. Because, you know, John, yeah, you kind of think, well, they could do something out of halftime. Well, they didn't go anywhere
that
after halftime.
That was their
halftime
MO, to score at the end of the first half and then come right back out, turn it around, score at the beginning of the second half, that 14-point swing.
Totally.
They couldn't come close to doing
that. Yeah, I mean, Mike, when they didn't do that, and by the way, I want to play some audio because this is really good. So Mike had just referenced a Devontae TD. Let's listen to, we have the audio of Devontae and Jalen on the sideline after that TD. Devontae's a little bit emotional.
Amazing.
This is amazing.
This is special. Listen to Jalen and Devontae.
Yeah. I love you, boy.
Love you too, dog.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, man.
Way to keep this going, man.
I got you, dog.
Hey, man, this ain't our last time at this, man.
You got some catching up to do, dog.
For sure.
Hey, it's been a ride, huh?
For sure, man.
It's been a ride. It's been a ride, dog. It's been a ride, man. You deserve it, bro. You deserve that. You deserve that. Embrace this, man, in your hometown. In your hometown.
You know, what the audio doesn't show, obviously,
come
is
on, man.
Devontae
might,
emotional, you know?
You might make me cry with that. Yo, that to me was one of the coolest moments in the entire game.
No doubt.
And with Devontae saying, hey, man, way to keep this bleep going. Because he knows that there have been some rocky spots along the way. But when you look at Jalen Hurts, the guy just never flinched. And the guy just stayed the course. And he tried to keep everybody else on course. And that's just the way that he is. That is such a cool moment, and I'm so glad you played that because that was one of the cooler moments of the entire night.
Yeah, it really was. Mike, let's talk about, because there's so much special stuff here. You know, your buddy, our friend, and we all love him, Merrill Reese. So, you know, can you put into words your thoughts on Merrill? You know, like he was an Eagles announcer prior to you even being an Eagles player.
Correct.
Can you put into words how happy you are for the man that always sits right next to you or stands next to you every game?
Oh, man, it's He's just a very special person. To me, on a personal note, he's just a very special person. But I just look at his body of work, and I don't think anyone has ever done it better. And for the longevity, the over the time, you mentioned before I even became an Eagle. Well, heck, I've been around this organization 40-some years, and he was there long before I got started.
That's right. And
he's still just iconic in everything that he does. He's a true treasure, and I just feel so fortunate that I get to hang out with that dude and do what I do. I'm in a very special place.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm very blessed to be where I am, for sure.
Mike, I am expecting a wild performance from you at the parade on Friday. Rip the shirt off, flex.
Shotgun and beers.
I'm expecting something from Quick.
The Jason Kelce speech, we want it to be Mike Quick.
All of that. Just mark it down.
Hey, Mike, congrats on a great season, obviously, on the call. I mean, obviously, we were so happy when, you know, Devin joined the team with you guys, and it's very special. I really mean it. You know I mean it. I mean, Merrill and Mike and Devin, you guys do a wonderful job, and we look forward to next year. Look, I'm not wrapping up the season with you yet. I want to get everyone on the show next week. We'll figure it all out, but just know, man, we really appreciate you big time, and we're happy for you because you have been an Eagle a long time, and obviously it took a long time for the first one. And now a second one. It's very, very special, Mike, and we're all very happy for you.
Well, you know Devin's undefeated, right?
Yes, she is.
I'm well aware.
Yep.
Yeah.
All me.
She's asking for...
Players did nothing. It was all me.
She's asking for a contract restructuring. She says, if I go undefeated, what the hell?
I need that Nick Sirianni money.
That's right.
I think she needs to renegotiate her contract, whatever that is. I don't know what that is.
Hey, Mike, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you really soon. Mike.
Listen, I really have enjoyed coming on with you guys all season long. And as I told you weeks ago, Joe, you got to enjoy this, man.
Yeah.
This is a special thing, and we don't know if and when we'll get back to this. So, like I said, I'm happy for everybody. Let's just enjoy this. And just like the last parade, there was so much love.
Yeah.
And all of these millions of people, if it was 2 million, whatever the number was, it's crazy how much appreciation and love was shown that day. So I'm hoping that everyone comes out and we have the same thing on Friday because – yeah, we deserve to have this moment and to really appreciate what's taking place here in Philadelphia.
Totally agree. And, Mike, I appreciate that message you gave me a couple of weeks ago. I really do. And, look, man, we'll talk very soon and probably see you somewhere on Friday amongst the 2 million others that will be out there. Thank you so much, Mike.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Mike.
There he is, the great Mike Quick.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.